This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel City Council has been weighing a potential new tax on sugary beverages. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports the tax is up for discussion on tonight's Bethel City Council meeting.
The ordinance would introduce a 1 cent per ounce tax on sweetened beverages. That's a 17-cent increase for an average bottle of soda pop. The tax was first debated in August, but the vote was tabled until now to give people more time to learn about the pros and cons. The city's Parks and Recreation Committee, which introduced the tax, has taken this extra time to strengthen its argument. Mayor Michelle DeWitt, who sits on the committee, says the committee has added supporting documents showing the link between sugary drinks and health problems.
We're specifically talking about tooth decay, about diabetes, obesity.
As for the timing, DeWitt said she questioned whether a pandemic would be the right time to introduce a new tax.
But I also recognize that the very things that we're talking about that are worsened by sugary beverages are health conditions that have led to worsened outcomes for COVID-19 patients.
The CDC says diabetes and obesity can increase the risk of severe illness for COVID-19 patients of all ages. The Parks and Recreation Committee says the revenue from the tax could be used for priorities such as balancing the budget of the YK Fitness Center. Other priorities include a community gym project, parks, trails, and outdoor recreation. The committee has also discussed improving water taste in certain neighborhoods, particularly Bethel Heights. The Alaska Beverage Association opposes the tax. The association has said the tax places an unequal burden on lower-income families, who, according to one study, consume about 40% more sugary beverages than higher-income families. Representatives from the association said the tax would affect purchases made with SNAP cards. SNAP households tend to spend about 10% of their benefits on sugary beverages. The tax also covers syrups and powdered drinks like Tang. Elders would be exempt from this excise tax. Though the ordinance is up for debate tonight, Mayor DeWitt says she hopes the council will table the vote once more. She'd like to raise more awareness about the health issues associated with sugary beverages. Also in tonight's meeting, the council will weigh options for spending their nearly $2 million remaining in the CARES Act funding before the December 30th deadline. The city council will also consider a transfer of property. The city currently owns the land underneath the ONC Multipurpose Building, also known as the Old Bowling Alley. Council members may vote to direct the city manager to begin conveying that land to ONC. Tune in to KYUK to listen to Bethel City Council's regular meeting, broadcast live at 6:30 p.m. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to pandemic news. For now, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is not changing its recommended quarantine times. YKHC says anyone exposed to COVID-19 should quarantine for a full 14 days. That's despite the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changing its recommendation for quarantining. On Wednesday, the CDC said that close contacts of COVID-19 positive individuals could quarantine for 10 days instead of 14, as long as they don't experience any symptoms. The CDC says quarantine time could shorten to 7 days if people receive a negative test result. The health departments for the state and Anchorage both adopted the CDC's updated quarantine recommendations. However, the YK Delta continues to post the highest rates of COVID-19 infection in the state. The New York Times shows the Bethel census area as having the 28th highest number of recent cases per capita in the U.S. compared to other counties. YKHC spokesperson Gage Hoffman wrote in an email that the CDC states its updated recommendations are subject to local conditions and needs. Hoffman wrote that, quote, "Based on conditions in the YK region, we are not changing our recommendation." YKHC still recommends that anyone in the YK Delta exposed to COVID-19 quarantine for a full 14 days. In more news, Bethel's Winter House is hard-pressed now, but the city's homeless shelter is looking forward to opening its new facility the day after Christmas. The shelter's biggest challenge is dealing with the pandemic. Board member Adam London reports that about a quarter of their guests have recovered from COVID, but one of the Winter House homeless has died from the disease. London says the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation conducts rapid tests at the shelter weekly and takes care of the homeless who test positive at YKHC's sleeping center right by the Bethel Hospital. The people identified as close contacts are also quarantined by YKHC. London says some of the homeless are also getting tested at the regular testing station in Bethel, and that can create a problem when they test positive.
And when that happens, unfortunately, there's a little breakdown in communication. It's really up to the individual to say whether or not they've been in the shelter, and we found that not all of them are self-reporting.
Since then, tests at the shelter revealed at least three more people with COVID. Winter House doesn't have good numbers on the homeless who have tested positive, but London says he and the shelter manager think about 20 of their regular guests have gotten the virus. That's compared with the nightly count at the shelter that fluctuates between 20 and 50 for meals and a lower number spending the night. Even when people test positive at Bethel's homeless shelter, London says the information provided on who they've been in close contact with is often incomplete.
The self-reporting, I think, is not working super well. And so, unfortunately, some of our guests just don't give as comprehensive of a list as probably should be given. That's why we keep having COVID cases popping up every week. I anticipate that'll continue happening, unfortunately.
COVID has not decreased the number of people coming for free meals and a night's sleep at Winter House. London says the numbers have climbed, with as many as 50 people coming for the free meal and an average of 25 spending the night there. That's compared to the 15 people the shelter would expect to sleep over before the pandemic. London says they recently had a record high number of people sleeping at the Winter House, 33 people. Where these people are coming from has also changed. In the past, Winter House would see people from surrounding villages, but London says that's not happening as much now.
We've actually had guests move from Anchorage back to Bethel because they don't want to be in some of those bigger shelters in Anchorage, which is interesting. But then also definitely some folks who just through hard times have become homeless within Bethel.
Winter House has received enough funding to complete the first two stages of its plans to relocate to Bethel's former senior center and open a year-round facility there for Bethel's homeless. The most recent grant announced last week was $1 million from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Lastly, in the daily COVID count, on Monday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 76 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there was one case in Akiak, two in Aniak, one in Atmathlock, 37 in Bethel, one in Amonic, one in Hooper Bay, one in Congegenac, seven in Kotlik, 14 in Pilot Station, 8 in Scammon Bay, 1 in Tuluksac, and 2 in separate unnamed YK Delta villages. There are 337 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 2,773 cases, 15 medevacs, 34 Bethel hospitalizations, and 15 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.